religion that could cure his smoking was Islam, because when Ramadan came, you can't smoke during the daylight. So he just quit smoking and went 30 days and never went back to smoking. So
everybody
does it at the same time, unless you're sick or traveling. If you're sick, it's forbidden to fast. If it's going to harm you, if you're pregnant, it's forbidden to harm you. Yeah, Ramadan. It's a lunar month. It changes every year, 2 weeks forward. It's coming up in about 2 months, Ramadan. The children will not fast after the age of 7 if it is not harmful to them. And what most Muslim families do is they let the child pass today. The children usually want to do it because it's a very social event. People invite people over for dinner, so there's a lot of celebration. It's applicable. All of these things are obligatory at the age of puberty. Oh, absolutely. Now, once the sun goes down, it depends on where you are. The Eskimos have a lot longer one than that. They can work it out with time. It's usually about 12 hours. If you're in a middle climate. Well, you're not supposed to, because pigs are kind of... Most Muslims end up scarfing it. They're kind of wandered from the spiritual discipline of the fact. They're more consumed in Ramadan than most Muslim countries in various other times of the year. That's human nature, folks. That's where the reality comes face to face with the idea.
You think it's for 12 hours?
Yeah.
I guess it was just all gold.